Hello, it's Paul Martin at UK Cameraman again here on Audio Boo, and it is day 4 of Audiomo, audio podcasting for the month of November. And you might remember yesterday that I spoke about a book called The Gentleman's Bedside Book, and I told you a little bit about Samuel Pepys. And I dug a little bit further on the internet about what he'd written and the things that he'd said, because some of them are very, very funny to read indeed. But I came across something which is quite a famous quote. In fact, I think there is a plaque somewhere in London about where he went to see the hanging, the drawing and the quartering of a Major General Harrison, who was a regicide participating in the killing of Charles I. And it got me thinking about the ways that we as the human race execute each other. And I did a little further digging, and some of the things that I found are quite horrific. So if you've got a sort of queasy stomach, or you're just about to have your tea, go away now and don't listen any further, because I'm going to tell you a few methods, the way that man executes his fellow man. And I spoke about Samuel Pepys yesterday, and he went to see Major General Harrison. And the way they used to hang, draw and quartered was the fact that they used to hang the man until nearly not quite dead, and then bring him down where his stomach was opened and he was eviscerated, which basically means they tear his insides out and burn them on a fire. Normally, the people who this was being done to were alive long enough to witness this being done upon them. And sometimes, of course, they were not only eviscerated, but if they were male, they were emasculated, which basically means having your bits cut off. And that's the way they executed a lot of people in those times. And this got me thinking about what else they used to do to each other. And after a little bit of digging, I came across a few websites. And there are truly some awful things that we used to do to each other in the days that we used to execute people. And there was one particular one here that I want to tell you about, called the Brazen Bull. Now, the Brazen Bull was invented by a chap called Perilaus. I think that's the right pronunciation of his name, Perilaus of Athens, who was a brass worker in the 6th century BC. And his king was a guy called Phalaris, who was the tyrant of Agrigentum, and he gave the Brazen Bull as a gift to his king. Being a brass worker, what he'd done was build a large brass bull that was completely hollow inside, with a door on the side large enough for a man to be put inside. Now, once the man was inside the bull, a fire would be lit beneath the brass bull in order to roast him to death. Now, in the head of the bull, there were tubes where the king could stand and listen to the screams of the person being executed. And what's amazing about this is that when Perilaus presented his gift to the king, the king forced him inside his own invention and basically said to him, "The due reward of your wondrous art, let the music master be the first to play." And the king roasted him to death, so thanks for that. Yes, you invent a horrible way of killing people and you end up being the first inside. What a horrible way to go. Now, obviously, I've done hanging, drawing and quartering. After all of that, obviously, they cut them up into quarters and disposed of those quarters to the far ends of the kingdom as a warning to others not to have a go at your king and queen. There is a few others here. There's the Breaking Wheel. There's one called Ling Chi, which is basically a Chinese method of execution by slow cutting. And it was only outlawed in 1905, where the criminal is slowly cut in the arms, legs and chest until finally they were beheaded or stabbed in the heart. There is the Breaking Wheel, as I've just said. There is burning and necklacing. Necklacing is, many of us of a certain age will remember in the troubles in South Africa where they put rubber tyres around the neck of some poor unfortunate people, filled it with petrol and set it alight. That's necklacing for you, a truly horrible, horrible way to go. There's the Breaking Wheel. There is Boiling Alive, where basically you're just put into a pot of either boiling water, and I would imagine that's pretty quick, but still terrifyingly painful to go through, or you're put in a pot of cold water and slowly boiled to death. Ugh, dear, oh dear. There is flaying. Execution by flaying is when the skin of the criminal is removed from their body with the use of a very sharp knife, and attempts are made to keep the skin intact. It's a very ancient method of execution, mentioned in the Bible, I believe. Yeah, truly a horrible thing to do. Scaphism is an ancient Persian method of execution. A naked person firmly fastened to a pair of narrow rowboats. The head, hands and feet are protruding from this container. And they were condemned to ingest milk and honey to the point of developing severe diarrhea. And then the honey would be rubbed onto the body, and basically you were left to the insects. Truly not very nice indeed. And the final one that I want to talk to you about is the practice of sawing. Now, when you are executed by the method of sawing, the criminal would be hung upside down, and a large saw, normally operated by two people, you know, the type, one at each end where they cut down a tree and they go through the tree. So basically they're hung upside down by the feet and their body cut in half, starting at the groin and finishing at the head. And the horrible thing about this is, because the person was hanging upside down, the brain received sufficient blood to keep them alive until the saw finally reached the main blood vessels in the abdomen. That must have been excruciating. So yes, methods of execution. We were truly, truly, at one time, horrible to our criminals. Now, some might say we should still do. But whatever your take on execution of criminals, whether you are against it, whether you are for it, these methods of execution were truly, truly terrifying things to have gone through. And many, many, many thousands of people around the world at different times must have gone through these executions. And it makes me shudder to think that we as humans did this sort of thing to each other, and in some circumstances still do. So there you have it. That is my audio boo today. I'm not going to ask you, I hope you enjoyed it, because it's a terrifying thing, but I thought you may be interested, as I was yesterday. I just clicked on a few links and I started to explore deeper and deeper into methods of execution. And although I found it horrifying, I also found it deeply fascinating as to what we as humans can do to each other. That's it. I'll speak to you tomorrow.